Welcome to the Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens. Happy Friday. I'm seeing a lot of green on the screen this morning, which is a welcome sight after the week we've had.
Yeah, absolutely. It's Friday, February 6th, 2026, and we are definitely looking to stabilize. We're coming off a three-day skid where the S&P 500 really took a hit. But right now, futures are pointing to a higher open. We've got S&P futures up about 36 points, and the NASDAQ leading the charge, up around 155.
That NASDAQ number is interesting, especially considering the elephant in the room. Or should I say, the $200 billion elephant. Let's talk about Amazon.
Oh man, Amazon. It is ugly for the stock itself. Shares are gapping down about 8% pre-market. They missed earnings per share by 2 cents, but the headline number everyone is screaming about is the capital expenditure guidance. They plan to spend around $200 billion in CapEx across 2026.
$200 billion? That is a staggering amount of money. So why are the NASDAQ futures up if one of its biggest components is tanking?
Great question. It's the derivative trade. That money has to go somewhere, right? It's going into AI infrastructure. It's viewed as a massive bullish signal for the hardware makers, the chip stocks, the data center plays. So while Amazon shareholders are feeling the pain, the rest of the tech sector is looking at that spending plan and licking their chops. We're actually seeing a rebound across the AI landscape this morning because of it.
I see. So it's a rotation. Bad for the buyer, great for the seller of the shovels. Speaking of chips, I saw some headlines regarding Intel and AMD in China.
Yeah, that's helping the sentiment too. Reuters is reporting that Intel and AMD told customers in China to expect long waits for CPUs. Supply constraints usually mean strong demand. Intel is up about 2% and AMD is popping nearly 3% pre-market.
Okay, so tech is mixed, but leaning bullish on the infrastructure side. What about the disasters? I'm seeing a car wreck, literally, with Stellantis.
Oof. Car wreck, is putting it lightly. Stellantis is down nearly 26 to 30%. They announced a massive 22 billion euro write-down related to their EV strategy and guided for a big loss in the second half. It is brutal. If you are in the auto sector, you need to be very careful today. The contagion risk there is real.
Got it. Steer clear of autos. Any bright spots outside of the semiconductors?
Reddit! Reddit is having a great morning, ticker RDDT. They beat earnings by 30 cents, beat on revenue, guided higher for Q1, and authorized a $1 billion share buyback. The stock is up over 12%. It's a classic beat and raise scenario.
Love to see that. Now let's zoom out a bit. We've got this bounce in futures, but what's the underlying technical tone? Is the correction over?
I wouldn't go that far yet. Look, despite this morning's bounce, the technicals remain fragile. The wave rider sentiment is still flashing, bearish, and extreme caution. The S&P 500 is trading below its 50-day moving average. Volatility has surged over 20% this week. So while we are gapping up, this feels more like a relief rally or a dead cat bounce, until we reclaim some key levels. Don't get too comfortable just yet.
Right, extreme caution is the watchword. What's on the economic calendar that could spoil the party today?
We've got the preliminary University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index at 10 a.m. Eastern. Consensus is around 54.3. If that comes in hot or super cold, it could jerk the market around. We also have consumer credit at 3 p.m., but the 10 a.m. print is the one to watch.
And quickly, checking in on crypto?
Bitcoin is showing some resilience. It tested that $60,000 level and held. It's rebounding this morning, moving higher overnight. So risk-on assets are trying to find a floor here.
All right. So game plan for the open. What are we doing?
Watch the open closely. If the AI infrastructure names, the chip stocks, can hold these gains despite Amazon's drop, that's your long setup. But if the broad market starts fading this gap up within the first 30 minutes, respect the bearish trend and stay defensive. And maybe keep an eye on Doximity, ticker DOCS. It's down 30% on CFO news. Could be a volatility play there.
Solid advice. Keep your head on a swivel today, folks. It's been a wild week. Let's see if we can finish strong. Thanks for the breakdown.
Anytime. Let's see what the market gives us.
That's it for today. Good luck out there, trade safe, and have a great weekend. We'll catch you next time.